If you eat a toad, toxins in its skin will attach to your muscle cells, disabling the mechanism that allows them to relax, which strengthens and prolongs their contractions. This is especially dangerous if the toxins reach one of your most important muscles, your heart.
So what we were trying to do was basically see how Bufid amylase, which are toad toxins, affect the whole body physiology of snakes.
PhD student Shab Mohammadi and her colleagues in the USU Department of Biology recently published a new study in the journal Toxicon describing their findings. They used data from two species of snakes, water snakes from Louisiana, which normally eat fish and amphibians, and gopher snakes, more familiarly known in Utah as blow snakes, which eat small mammals. DNA sequences of these two species showed that water snakes had mutations to the gene that makes the toxins target, whereas gopher snakes have the same DNA sequences as humans, mice, and other non-resistant organisms.
When we inject really small quantities of this toxin in gopher snakes, they don't survive. And the reaction of the gopher snakes is similar to what a mammal or a human would experience if they were also exposed to these levels of toad toxins.
Even at the highest dosage, water snakes were unaffected, whereas the lowest dose was lethal to the gopher snakes. Mohammadi and her co-authors concluded that the mutations they observed were responsible for the differences in lethality between the two snake species. Although most people will never be poisoned by a toad, they may benefit from drugs modeled on the toad's poisons, which can help treat preeclampsia, hypertension, and heartbeat abnormalities. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Andrew Durso.